Aloha, this is Michael here. Much love and blessings from Hawaii. Today we're going to be talking about a very important topic, the secret to creating real fortune. The secret to creating real fortune for yourself in your life. Now, if you look around the world, you might notice that there's not many fortunate people. And what I mean by fortune means having a lifestyle that brings you joy, a style of living that's your choice. You choose the way that you live. It means having abundance in terms of your level of happiness, in terms of financial abundance, the abundance of being able to choose what you do when you want to do it, the fortune of being able to do what you love when you want to do it, with the people that you want to do it with, in a place that you want to do it. So, in other words, fortune is having the life that brings you joy, that brings others joy, that is abundant on all levels, inner abundance and outer abundance. And so I'm speaking to you from Hanalei Bay. You may hear a few noises here and there, some breezes and the ocean in the background, and possibly some people here and there, occasionally in cars and things in the background. And I'm enjoying myself here in Hawaii, feeling wonderful in myself, and having a beautiful lifestyle on the most beautiful of all of the Hawaiian islands. And I love doing these audios and talking to you and sharing these secrets with you. And I have a beautiful life. So I've attained fortune, a level of fortune and lifestyle that not many people really can even imagine. And the reason I've created this and how it's possible is because I've understood these principles and put them into practice. And what I'm going to share with you today is something that all successful people have done. All successful people have applied this principle, which I'll share, and attained fortune for themselves. And if you look at biographies and you read about what people have done, you'll see this, although it's often not talked about. It's hidden, it's subtle. You'll see it clearly when you know what it is, but if you didn't know, you might miss it completely, because it's not obvious. Most things that are very, very powerful are not obvious, and people miss them. But you'll see in all successful people's lives, if you read their biographies, and you actually, no doubt, will see it in your own life. I've applied this principle, and it has completely changed my life. It's worked for me 100% of the time, and every time I've gone against this principle, my life has turned for the worse, and I've had to rectify that. So I've seen it consistently working for me, consistently working for other people who've applied it. It's in all the stories in autobiographies and successful people. Anyone who's successful now has used this principle already. And you can use it yourself and get the result. And people who don't use this principle, generally speaking, or almost guaranteed really, are depressed and not attaining fortune. They're unfortunate. And this principle is something, like I said, that is not necessarily popular. People don't talk about it. And it is not, it goes against our culture completely. It's the opposite of our culture. So I'm not going to tell you what it is right away. I'm just going to tell you the problem that people have, why they do not apply this principle, and what is the opposite of it. And I'll show what it is in a moment and how you can apply it. So the problem with our society right now, and the reason that people are so screwed up and depressed and unfortunate in this world, is because they are constantly running after a quick fix. They're constantly running after the immediate gratification. They're after the quick fix, the cheap thrill. And there's so many choices nowadays. There's endless cable channels, there's endless radio stations, there's, you know, with our smartphones, iPhones, you know, there's endless apps on the phone that you can have: email, Facebook, everything, Skype, Twitter, endless distractions, movies on your phone. It's like constant and endless distractions. People want it now. People are addicted to being distracted, addicted to various substances, addicted to sugar, caffeine, drugs, alcohol. there's, you know, addicted to Facebook updates. No one really has hardly any time. Everyone's running around all the time. People are draining. They're having drama, relationships that stress them out. It just, the whole thing is just quick fix, running around and getting stressed and no real substance. That's what we're experiencing right now. There's an epidemic of not enough time, way too much distraction, very little attention span, large amounts of junk, junk websites, junk products, junk television, junk music, junk everything, you know, and very little quality anywhere, you know, junk houses, junk furniture, you know, the whole thing is just absurd. So way too many things, hardly any quality, and everyone wants a quick thrill and a cheap fix, you know, quick fix and a cheap thrill. And I was just looking through Oprah's magazine. I get Oprah's magazine. I've subscribed to it just so I can see a little bit of the mainstream, so I'm not completely disconnected from the world, and just sort of flip through it and see what's going on. And in the magazine that I looked at last night, there was an advert for a Toyota Camry. And the new Toyota Camry, it says, if you want to get a triple espresso and you want it pronto now, immediately, then in our new Camry, you can use this special computer thing and you can speak out loud and it will find you where the nearest coffee shop is, and using some kind of technology that has all this stuff worked out. And you'll be able to get hold of your triple espresso immediately. And if you want a pizza or restaurant, you'll be able to find you quick enough. Because, you know, if you don't want to wait around to stumble around and use your smartphone, this is what it said in the ad, if you haven't got time to waste looking at your smartphone, in other words, if you can't be bothered to use the same app on your phone that says where's the nearest coffee shop, if you haven't got like 20 seconds to do that, don't worry about it. Our new Toyota is going to solve the problem for you, so you can get your coffee, your triple espresso, immediately. And I just thought, this is amazing. You know, like we got, so what you're saying, let me buy this car because you can save you a few seconds on using your phone so that you can run around and get more nonsense whenever you want it as quickly as possible. And that to me just represented what is going on in people's heads. The fact that they can even have an advert like that, spend money on it, pay a huge amount of money to get it into Oprah's magazine, shows that this epidemic of wanting everything fast, 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 quick, 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 and having instant gratification is hugely important, and people expect ridiculous things all the time. You know, it's one thing after the other, one thing after the other. But the problem is, as you look around, most people are depressed. Most people are extremely unfortunate. Hardly anyone has any real level of wealth. People are in debt. People are screwed up, having terrible relationships. If you listen to conversations, drama, 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 drama. So clearly what's going on isn't working, because you've got a bunch of extremely unfortunate people in the world. So what is this principle that leads to fortune? What is the thing that leads to fortune? Hope I haven't annoyed you by not telling you all this time. Well, Gandhi used it. All the great people in the world have used this. And the principle is, the one word, renunciation leads to fortune. Renunciation leads to fortune. To renounce something leads to fortune. Now, that doesn't sound the most sexy thing, does it? Renunciation. Oh my God, I've got to give things up. Oh no! Well, remember, when I first heard this, I was like, oh, surely there's got to be a cooler way to do it than renouncing things. I mean, really, that can't be the way that leads to fortune. I really didn't like it at all. I rebelled against it. I thought it can't be true. I should be able to have whatever I want. I should be able to have my cake and eat it and do whatever I want and indulge as much as I want and still have fortune. Should have anything I want when I want it and be fortunate. But the truth is, didn't work out for me, made me depressed. I've never seen anyone experience success in that way. So renunciation leads to fortune. Renunciation means to let go, to give something up, to free yourself from something. So for example, if you were having dairy intolerance, to renounce dairy, to give dairy up, would lead to the fortune of you feeling healthy. Because if you eat dairy, you might feel sick and throw up and whatever else. People who have gluten intolerance, they have to renounce eating wheat. So some people, you know, they would probably love to have lots of toast with butter on it and croissants and all this stuff. Unfortunately, it makes them sick. So they can't have pastries, even though they may love eating them. They have to renounce them. But the consequence is that they have health, you know. Otherwise, they're very ill. This principle applies to so many things that it literally is endless. And I'll share some more examples in a moment, but I just want to go back to what this renunciation actually means and how it works. So when we say no to something, we are in effect saying yes to another thing. So I'm saying, for example, I'm saying no to doing anything else right now except talking to you and doing this audio. So I'm saying no to walking on the beach. I'm saying no to phoning someone up. I'm saying no to watching a movie. I'm saying no to jumping up and down, you know, running around, doing other things, drinking a coffee, whatever else I can think of. And I'm saying yes to sitting here and sharing this information so that you can change your life. So when you say no, you're in effect saying yes to something else. And when you say yes to something, if you say yes, I am going to drive to this other town and do this thing, you're saying no to everything else you could otherwise do. So if you say yes to something, you're renouncing something else. And if you say no to something, if you renounce something, you're saying yes to something. So every single yes you have in your life, every yes is also a no, and every single no, every renunciation is also a yes. This is something that most people have never considered. So every time you say yes, you're saying no to something else. So if someone asks you, would you like to go to this place, and you say, yeah, okay, then you're saying no to everything else you could be doing apart from that. Would you like to go to a party, and you say, yeah, sure, then you're saying no to being at home doing something else, or you're saying no to going to a different party, or you're saying no to maybe getting an early night that you might need, or having a bath or something. And if, for example, they said, do you want to go to the party, and you say no, then you're saying yes to maybe catching up on some reading, getting an early night, spending time with friends at home, doing something else. So every time we say yes or say no, we're opening ourselves up to other opportunities. So when it comes to renunciation, if you want wealth, for example, wealthy people have the habit of not wasting their money. Most people just waste all their money. That's why they haven't got wealth. A lot of people nowadays are wondering, how can I make more money? How can I manifest more money? They haven't realized that there's money coming in to them, and they're just spending it all and wasting it. Wealthy people, people who are millionaires and billionaires, have learned how to keep hold of their wealth without wasting it all. Some huge percentage, I think it's 70% of all lottery winners, lose all their money within 3 to 4 years. So they might win millions and millions of dollars, but it's completely gone, and they're worse off 4 years later. Most of the people who win the lottery, so they had millions of dollars, they're four years later, they have less money, they're worse off than they were before they won. And that's such a trip, because they didn't know what was going on. They had a habit of wasting. If you want to have relationships that are wonderful and beautiful, then you have to renounce the drama of relationships. We want to have health, we need to renounce junk food, junk thoughts, being lazy, not exercising. If we want peace, we have to renounce getting angry, being right, proving a point, you know, like being stubborn. You know, we have to renounce these things. If we want to manifest something, we have to say no to all the distractions and say yes to focusing. You know, you have to renounce the distractions if you want to manifest something. If you want a chief definite aim, Napoleon Hill talks about having a chief definite aim, having one focus. You have to renounce the other choices in your life. You know, most people don't want to have one focus. They want to have hundreds of things and endless choices and get everything that they want whenever they want, no matter what. So if we want a clear focus, we have to renounce all the millions and millions and billions of other things and just focus, focus, focus. If someone wants to win, you know, a gold medal in the Olympics, they're going to have to renounce going out drinking and eating whatever they want whenever they want. If someone wants to win, you know, tennis championship, they have to renounce all sorts of things in order so that they focus, focus, focus on their tennis. If someone wants to become a successful musician, they're going to have to renounce various things in order to, you know, get good at what they do and get out there and make music, you know. So this might sound like really obvious, but it's not what people like to hear, and it's not obvious to most people, because we live in a culture that's completely the opposite of this. Nearly everyone is just running around wanting a cheap fix, cheap thrill, constantly distracted, wanting the next thing. They want constant, cheap, cheap, cheap little thrills. And there's a lovely expression, life is easy when you live it the hard way, but it's hard when you live it the easy way. So life is easy when you live it the hard way, and it's hard when you live it the easy way. So the easy way is just like, go after the cheap thrill, you know, eat the junk food, go for the quick thing, phone someone up to make you feel better, you know, don't do the inner work on yourself and just get distracted, listen to music, you know, watch movies, that's the easy way, but then your life's screwed up. But when you manage to renounce things, you end up with massive success and your whole life becomes easy. Counterintuitive. So I'll give you a little story, some little examples of this, and I, you know, I can understand if you're like, oh my God, I've got to give things up, oh, this is shocking. But you know, the thing is, the reason that I experience happiness is when I actually give things up. Like, I'll give you an example, okay? One of the things that brings me the greatest joy, that actually genuinely makes me feel really, 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 really good, really good, is going through my physical things, then, although of course nothing belongs to me, nothing belongs to any of us, going through the things that I supposedly have to use, books, clothes, projects, you know, technology, furniture, food, whatever, yeah, physical things that are being used, go through them all, and removing lots of them. I try and go get rid of 20% of everything again and again and again. So I renounce things that I have to use. So get rid of books, get rid of clothes, get rid of food, and give it away to people, throw it away if it's no good to anyone, or sell it, you know. Just remove it from my life. And it brings me so much joy to go through that process and give things up. It really, 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 really does. Brings me so much joy. But what am I doing? I'm removing things. Isn't that a trip? So this is something that, you know, you can do. Just go through your stuff. You've probably heard me talk about this before. Just go through the lowest quality 20% of your furniture, clothes, books, whatever it is, projects that you're doing. Just get rid of it. So much joy, so much new energy comes in. You know, you get the fortune of feeling better, feeling lighter, feeling freer. You also get the fortune of attracting new things. And also, you're helping other people, because to somebody else, those things would be really, really good, and they're blessed to have them. So it's win-win-win-win-win all round. Another example is in business, is we used to have with Success Ultra Now. I've got various different businesses. Success Ultra Now is something that I started with Nick, which is now the Superhero Training. And we had about 8 different blogs, we had all these different products and all these different pages and all these different things. We had something like 36 or 40 mailing email lists with all these different people on it. You know, all these thousands of people on different mailing lists and different this and different products and all this stuff. And I said, you know what, I can't handle this. This is too complicated. I want to help people, but this is just not working for me. And as well as, despite the fact we had thousands of people, we had all this stuff, people were hardly buying our stuff because they were confused. They didn't know what was going on. So I was like, this isn't working for me. It's not working for the people. It's just stressing me out. We're not making any money. We can't sustain this. You know, we're just working for free, basically, wasting our time. And I love to give for free. There's no issue with that. But, you know, like, there should be clarity and focus and everyone knows what's going on and appreciation for all around, you know. So I decided, right, that's it. What we're going to do is we're going to delete everyone off our mailing list. They have to, if they want to join us, they can resubscribe. So we completely wiped all of our mailing lists from 36 down to like 3 mailing lists. That's a huge thing. And we lost thousands of people because they, you know, because a lot of people, they didn't want to resubscribe or they weren't, you know, the wrong email or whatever. So we only got the right people joined our mailing list who, because they had to actually do something. I also got rid of all of our blogs and websites except one, completely got rid of them. Yeah, just deleted them, redirected them so no one could see any of that stuff anymore. Got rid of all of our products. This is, you know, of course, radical. You know, getting rid of all the blogs, all the content, all the products, all the mailing lists. You know, I mean, it's kind of a shocking thing to do, but I felt it needed to be done. And then just focused everything just only on the superhero training, which the superhero training is a 9-month training that basically has all of our stuff in it, plus a bunch of new stuff, and it's really, really powerful. And I just thought, well, how can I help the most people? It's by focus, focus, focus. Renounce all the complication and just focus on the thing that's going to make the biggest difference for people. And that's the superhero training. And since we've done that, you know, we've had lots of people joining our training. There are more and more and more people. We have to turn people down. We've got too many people want to join, not enough places. And lots of abundance has come from that. People are really loving the training. People were getting so many wonderful comments and really seeing massive transformation in people's lives. And that came as a result of renouncing everything else except that. Another example is with my physical health. It's better for my particular body type not to have dairy and wheat. So as much as I love pizza, I love pastries, I love those sort of things personally, like if I could get away with eating croissants and pizzas all day long, I probably would, you know, but I can't. So I eat mostly raw foods and mainly vegan, occasionally a bit of like goat's yogurt or something like that, a little bit here and there, but basically I'm vegan and I feel great. But when I say, oh, I'm going to eat some junky stuff occasionally for some reason, and I've done that in the past, it makes me feel sick. I cough it all up. I spend time in a coughing all this mucus up, and I feel ill, lose my energy, and can't function properly, and it causes me sorrow. So give it up, feel great. But there's that, you know, the opportunity to eat a bunch of stuff. You go into a shop, there's all sorts of tasty, nice smelling, nice looking things that would bring temporary pleasure, followed by pain. Another example that I have personally is in relationships. I was in a relationship that was working for a while, but then I realized it was holding me back and wasn't bringing myself or my partner joy. So I decided to renounce that relationship and we're now friends. She's a lovely soul, but we're not, you know, I don't really see her very much or talk to her. Still friends, good vibes, but I don't want that energy in my life every day all the time because it wasn't working out. So we renounced the relationship and I got freedom, met new people, spent time with other people. So a whole bunch of new wonderful experiences and new things open up because that renunciation happened. So when we say no to one thing, we're saying yes to another thing. This is very, very, very important. And you'll see this if you look at autobiographies of successful people. They're very focused. They have made sacrifices. Renunciation is, in other words, a sacrifice of not doing something for temporary pleasure at the benefit of getting something more in the future. So, you know, even, for example, eating a little bit less food, you know, you have this big meal. If you eat less food, you end up with more energy. If you eat more, so you're like, yummy, 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 you end up with feeling tired afterwards. You know, if you overeat, you become tired and need to have a nap. If you eat the wrong food, food should bring us energy. It shouldn't make us tired. If you need to have a nap after you eat, you ate too much or you ate the wrong food, you know. If you go to a yoga class, you might have to experience some level of pain or some level of discomfort, you know, as you're stretching a little bit. You know, the stretch is a little bit of tension there, and you may not enjoy that for the few seconds that you're just holding a posture. But you come out of the class feeling great because you've become more flexible, you know. It's like, ah, yeah. If you want to get up early, then going to sleep early, you know, you might be having a wonderful conversation with somebody and people talking about this, that, and the other, and you're enjoying it, but then you don't get up early the next day and, you know, you didn't get your early meditation and that screws you up. You know, this happens all the time. So I've actually kind of got good at giving things up. I can't say I've cranked it completely, and I actually don't even consider it to be renunciation. When you understand this principle deeply, then you actually consider renunciation is fortune, rather than, oh my God, I've got to give this thing up. It's more like, I have this wonderful opportunity to create fortune for myself. Even in the mind, if you want to have a happy mind, we have to renounce being right and proving ourselves right and blaming other people and being a victim. You know, if we want to take 100% responsibility for our lives, we have to renounce being a victim and blaming other people and making excuses. We want to be happy, we have to stop sucking the juice that we get from being in pain. You know, this is just a deep principle that you may not realize, that the ego is addicted to suffering, is addicted to drama, is addicted to low vibrations, to anger, to misery. So the reason that most people are in drama all the time is because the ego loves it. It sucks on that straw. It's like the suffering drink, the juice from suffering. And the ego is like, oh, give me more, give me more, give me more. We reinforce our stuck state by basically the suffering. So very, very hard for people to actually stop being a victim, stop making excuses. You know, society even rewards the victim, you know. If you go to court and you're the victim, you can get money, potentially, you know, if you sue somebody. I was a victim, this was so unfair, and you can get some money from it, you know. So there's all sorts of benefits, temporary benefits of being a victim. So in order for somebody to renounce being a victim, you know, you've got to overcome a lot, potentially. But the result is that you have real levels of fortune, real levels of mastery, real levels of happiness, you know. It is a very, very, very subtle, very, very deep thing. So I've seen this in my life. I've seen it work for everyone else. I've seen it work in all the successful people. I've never seen anyone who's really genuinely successful who doesn't do this. And so I can say with 100% certainty that this is going to work for you. So how to apply this beautiful principle, renunciation creates fortune. Renunciation is fortune. Well, the first step is to be honest with yourself. To be honest, because end of the day, this is your life. We're talking about your precious, precious, precious life. This is your precious, precious life. So be honest. You know, are you causing yourself sorrow? Where are you wasting your life? Where are you causing yourself harm? Where is you experiencing pain? You know, we need to know the difference between happiness and sorrow, between a life of freedom and a life of bondage and misery. A lot of people just don't even know what a life of freedom is. They're living in misery and bondage, and they think that that little coffee, that little drug hit, that little, you know, getting a text message back from somebody, being addicted, sex, this, that, and the other, these little cheap thrills are enough, you know. It's constant suffering with a little bit of pleasure occasionally. We need to know the difference between real freedom, real fulfillment, real happiness, real joy, you know, real contentment, compared to the cheap, fake version, you know. So, first step is be honest with yourself. What is causing you harm? Where is there harm? If eating dairy and wheat, gluten, is causing your body harm and making you sick, be honest about it. There's no point in saying, oh no, no, it doesn't matter, I can handle it, you know, and coughing and spitting, you know, feeling sick. No, that's not truthful to yourself, you know. So the first step is be honest, be honest, be honest, be honest. What is causing you harm? Once you know what those things are, so you'd make a list. Well, you know, this relationship is stressing me out. These foods are causing me harm. This situation is hurting me. Once you know what those things are, you've written them down. Then the next step is to ask yourself, well, what am I going to get if I leave this alone, renounce this, let it go? What am I going to get as a consequence of letting it go? When you renounce it, what fortune are you going to have? And really go into that. So, for example, if your health is bad because of certain foods that you're eating, how are you going to feel when you stop doing that and start eating foods that actually are nourishing to you? Well, you'll feel more energy, you'll feel happier, you'll be able to concentrate, you know, you'll get better sleep, you won't be coughing up mucus, you know. If you stop thinking negatively and blaming people and like cursing people in your head, you'll feel peace, you'll feel happiness, you'll feel love in your heart. Yeah, your whole day is going to be easier, your health will improve. We need to know the benefit. What is the joy? What is the good stuff you're going to get? What is the real deal? So write that stuff down, you know, take the time. So step two is to really recognize the benefit that you get, the joy, the wonder, the magic that you're going to start getting in your life as a result of letting go of those other things. So step one is work out what is causing you harm that you need to renounce, that you want to renounce, that you want to let go of. What are the things that you want to say no to, step one. And step two is, what are you going to get? Really be clear the benefits that you're going to get. Because at the end of the day, if there isn't a benefit in there, then it's not working out for you. So you know that it's worth renouncing, because what you get back is far, far, far greater. So let's say an Olympic athlete, they have to renounce maybe socializing and drinking alcohol and eating a bunch of junk food, but they end up with the gold medal, or they get the experience of being in the Olympics and being with the high performing athletes and having those experiences and beating their personal best and really doing the best they can. So was it worth all those things of winning and experiencing those things and like really going for it? Or would it have been better to just eat a bunch of food, you know? So you want to make sure that it is worth it. So for me, in my case, feeling healthy, having joy in my heart, having abundance, having focus, having a quality life is so worth it compared to just being distracted, unfocused, eating a bunch of junk food, you know? You know, and to be quite honest with you, whenever I've been like just watching movies and eating a bunch of stuff and like slobbing around, I actually feel depressed. So I don't do that. I can't get away with things because they just cause me too much pain and it's not worth it. So step one, be honest. What do you need to to let go of? What do you want to let go of? And step two is, what are you going to get as a result of it? Then step three is to commit 1,000% to basically let go of those things. Make a commitment to yourself. Promise yourself. Because you now understand the difference, yeah? You can't make this commitment unless you really, in your heart of hearts, know what's going on, you know? A lot of people just hear that they should give something up, but they don't really realize it deeply in their heart, so it doesn't work. So once you know what it is that you want to experience, and what is the causing you pain, and you know you're ready for it and you want to give it up, then make that commitment to yourself. I am completely committed to doing it. And so, once you're committed to letting go of something, so like no more eating this particular thing, no more negative thoughts, no more hanging out with these people, I'm not going to be working on this project anymore, you might have to give up a project, you know, because you've got too many projects, and, you know, if in order to attain success and you've got 50 projects, you might have to give up all of them apart from one or two, you know, it's a renunciation. So, once you know what is going on, and you can commit to it, the step four is, what will you do instead? What are you going to do to replace that with? So, for example, with food. If I'm not going to be eating wheat and dairy and cooked food anymore, what am I going to do instead? Because I've got to eat something. I remember when I gave up eating, you know, a lot of these foods. I've been studying health and for about 13 years, and I remember being told, you know, give up wheat, give up this, give up mucus forming foods, give up acid forming foods, give up this, give up that. And I was like, me and a friend of mine and myself were in the kitchen looking around going, what are we supposed to eat? You can't eat the crackers, can't eat the bread, can't eat the chocolate, can't eat this, can't eat that. And we were like, what the hell are we going to eat? We're going to starve to death here, you know. Well, you just can't just eat carrots, you know. You can't. It just still seemed very, very dull and boring. So what we had to do is decide what to replace it with. What are you going to do instead? So I've now discovered that there's all sorts of lovely olives, avocados, all sorts of oils and condiments and best ever salads. I make wonderful salads and wraps made out of greens, collard wraps, and, you know, various, so much stuff. I mean, I could come up with cookbook of all wonderful, tasty, raw vegan things, you know. It's beautiful. And I love eating it, and it's very, very tasty. So it's still bringing me joy, but it's not trashing my health. So what are you going to replace it with? If you give up all these projects that you were doing, if you stop spending time with all these people, what are you going to do instead? I remember when, one of the reasons that I'm cautious about getting into intimate one-on-one relationships with somebody is I've noticed that I stop hanging out with everyone else. I seem to have found myself in situations where I just hang out with this one person all the time, and that's all that happens, you know. And when they're no longer there, all of a sudden I'm like, oh wow, there's all these hundreds of other people around, you know. So when we renounce one thing, we open the door to all these other things. Like we said at the beginning, to say no is to say yes, to open the door to new things. When you close one door, you open another door immediately. That's just the way it works. So what are you going to do instead? Because it's good to know this so you can immediately replace it. Otherwise, if you don't know what to do instead, then what's going to happen is you will end up just not being confused and then going back to the old habits because you've been doing it for years and years and years. So like, for example, If you feel emotionally unstable, and you like to eat, you know, toast to feel better about it, then if you happen to feel emotionally unstable and there's no toast around, you're not gonna know what to do, and you're gonna end up eating toast again, you know. Now, to solve that kind of situation, we want to find out what it is that makes you emotionally unstable. Why do you feel happy sometimes and not happy other times, and just focus on whatever it is that you do that keeps you happy so you don't even get into the habit. But do you see what I'm saying here? We need to replace one thing with another thing. So highly recommend that you write on one side of a piece of paper, here's all the things that I'm choosing to let go of, here's what I'm going to replace them with, so that you know in advance what those things are, and make them as fun and wonderful as you can, so that, you know, you're not just having withdrawal symptoms and freaking out, you know. And then step five is really, you know, brings this all together, and that is to keep a chart of what not to do and what to do. Because what it means, for example, I know that spending too much time in front of the computer, watching movies, eating junk food, work, you know, being distracted makes me feel depressed and waste my time, and it's no good for me. Hanging out with people who are just the wrong company, all that stuff doesn't work for me. So I know that that's not going to work. And if I do that, I'm unhappy and wasting my life. And I know that renouncing that means I'm going to have to do something else. So I have overcome most of these things anyway. But let's just say, for example, I wanted to stop wasting my time in front of the computer, stop watching movies, stop eating junk food. I would say, okay, what am I going to renounce? And I'd write a chart every day. So this would be a daily thing on a piece of paper. So it says, and I have it in my pocket, because we need to do this to start with, just so that you can, you know, get your head around it. I'm not going to eat junk. So no this, 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 and this. No movies, no this, that, and the other. And then on the other hand, I'm going to spend time in nature. I'm going to hang out with these people instead. I'm going to do this, that, and the other. So you know what to replace it with. So you've got a not-to-do list and a to-do list. A lot of people don't have any idea about what this principle. They don't realize that the not-to-do list, in many ways, is more important than the to-do list. We really need both, but most people don't have a not-to-do list. They only have a to-do list. What you need is a not-to-do list and a to-do list, so that you can know what to replace it with. So you just write it down on a piece of paper, have it in your pocket, stick it around the place, and you can check whether you did it or not. You can tick it or cross it or however you like, so you know this is what your lifestyle is like. When you write things down, it makes it much easier, it gets it out of your head, it allows it to happen, and you start experiencing massive fortune as a result of this. So let me recap on these five steps. First step is be honest, because this is your life. What is harming you that you want to let go of, you want to renounce? Step two is, what are you going to get instead? What are you going to get? Be clear on the benefits that you're going to receive by renouncing it. Very, very, very important. Step three is to make a commitment to yourself. And you can make a commitment, you know, just internally, or you can even write a commitment. For example, I, Michael McIntosh, promise myself, make a commitment to myself, to renounce eating wheat and dairy products, because I want to experience health and energy. And as of today, I'm making this commitment, and I'm going to replace it with this, 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 and this, and this. And then you can date and sign it. You know, do a little ceremony, but really make that commitment to yourself. Put it down in writing, make it so that it's official to yourself. Because everything you do is for yourself, you know. Why are most people unfortunate and depressed? Because they haven't realized that they need to do things for themselves. They're in victim consciousness. So for you, you make a commitment for yourself. Everything you do is for yourself. Step four is, what are you going to do instead? Replace it with something else. Write down all the things that you can do as a replacement, so you know exactly what they are and you can focus on that. And then the fifth step is, keep a chart of what not to do and what to do. So you have it written down, you have it on you. Put it in your pocket, put it on your desk or wherever you see it often. So you know very, very clearly what to do and what not to do. Super, super, super powerful, super important. So how are you going to feel if you do this? What's going to happen? What's going to happen to you if you actually apply this? If you overcome your lizard brain that says, oh, I'm never going to renounce things. We have a lizard brain within us that doesn't want to do anything. What's going to happen if you overcome the resistance, go beyond the cheap thrill and the quick fix, and you actually give things up for your own benefit so that you can experience fortune? Well, what's going to happen is you're going to feel massive liberation. Just choosing not to phone somebody up who you have a weird relationship with and just like just stop getting in that whole drama. Oh, what a liberation. When you decide I'm not going to eat all this junk food, oh my God, what a blessing that you're not feeling sick, you know? So when you renounce something, you just feel so much better immediately because you're liberated from the sorrow that's coming with it. You're going to start experiencing ease and grace in your life. Magic will come. You're going to open doors. All these doors that you don't even know about right now will open up for you. New energy will come. New thoughts will come. New people will come. New opportunities will come. Money, abundance, situations that you can hardly even imagine. Like, the only reason I'm in Hawaii is because I renounced being in England. I left England. I left my life in England. I renounced all the things that were going on there, all the benefits of being there. And I came here, and now I'm enjoying myself here. I'd much rather be here, but I had to renounce it. Most people are so afraid that they can't do that. So you're going to experience amazing doors open up for you. You're probably going to end up with about 80% more time, because a lot of the stuff is just pointless, time-consuming nonsense. So if someone just renounces watching television, all of a sudden, you know, a lot of people watch, they're running around, they say they haven't got any time, they watch TV for 3 hours a day or something, you know. If you renounce checking your emails every 10 seconds, you're going to end up with way more time and actually get a lot more done, you know. So you're going to end up with huge, huge amounts of time and all kinds of new opportunities. So it's just the best ever. It's creative. It's fun. It's interesting. It's like giving yourself a new life. It's unlimited what's possible with this principle. So renunciation leads to fortune. Deep, deep satisfaction from within. And you become in charge of your own life. You become in charge of your own life. And you also become a master. Because very few people have the ability to overcome their temporary impulses, you know, quick fixes, quick thrills. Very few people can overcome a quick thrill for the long-term success. If you can do that, that comes with it, a level of mastery and joy that has so much power. The universe loves masters. You get massively rewarded for being a master. So, go for it. Go for it. Let me know how it goes. Let me know what you've renounced and what you got in return. If you have any questions about this, let me know and I'll see if I can help you with that. See what other information you may need. Listen to this again. I recommend you share this with other people. Teach other people this. Apply it first, then teach it to others. Apply it first, then teach it to others. Share it. If this is available to share with others, then share it with them using social media and whatnot. And really, you know, really go for it, because this is your life. This is your life. These principles are very subtle. They're not popular. No one knows about them, hardly. But they are extremely powerful. It's your life. It's in your hands. So you go for it. I'll talk to you soon. Sending you lots and lots of love from Hawaii. Many blessings. And aloha.